You know, this day has been coming for a long time. I know because my daughter has been telling me about it for weeks and months. A little deviation now from all the hard news of the day. And time to talk about what's really important. And that is that the Lion King is finally here. The new Lion King is finally here. And my daughter, she's on pins and needles. And so am I. And so is the guy coming in with popcorn and butter under his fingernails. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I am so looking forward to this Lion King movie. I can't wait. Tonight I'm going to be there for the first show.
I've been seeing, pop-ups on the Celebration app that I have. Buy your tickets now. That's been going on for, like, weeks. I'm like, come on. There aren't any tickets left. I know better.
Now, listen, I know you had the sold-out mentality here, but we have so many screens and so many show times available for this. We're clearing the deck, Steve. We're making room for you every half an hour with a new start, so I am sure you're going to find a show time that fits for you.
I am so excited. So, obviously, The Lion King, a successful animated feature. What is it this time? What are they coming back and doing this time that has everybody going, wow, this is great?
It's called virtual cinematography, Steve. Photo real animation, if you wish. We've brought the Lion King to life. They're real. Look at them. They twitch their ears. You can even smell them. I mean, just saying. This is a live-action version of the Lion King. And, Steve, it's actually a bit longer than the original animated movie. Of course, a different cast, this time with Donald Glover playing Simba. Beyonce with Nala and her hit single, Spirit. James Earl Jones is back. Come on. Who else could be Mufasa, right?
Exactly. You can't change perfection.
That's right. What a voice. You got John Oliver playing Zazu, Seth Rogen playing Pumbaa, Chiwetel Ejiofor playing Scar, and some new songs from the Broadway musical were thrown in here as well. So, listen, it's got everything going for it. But look, your daughter, are you worried at all that some of this story is going to be a little too real and scary?
Oh, she's 14. She can take this. But she has been in love with The Lion King, the soundtrack, everything, for years. And this is an important side note to this. The soundtrack of that movie is as appealing to her as the movie itself. I mean, she's a person who's in band and so forth and is a musician, and she just adores the soundtrack. So don't lose sight of how important that is to people.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why they kept all the songs from the original. Again, new recordings. They got Elton John back and Hans Zimmer to do the score movie. And so there's a lot to like about the soundtrack in this movie. And Oscar-winning song, of course, from Elton John and Tim Rice. That's perfect. Now, that's a really interesting age because this movie came out in 94, the original, so that was 25 years ago. So I'm glad you gave her the chance to watch it on video.
I am father of the year. Just cover that, right? I am father of the year, Ron. That's how it is. You go back to the classic movies. You know, Toy Story 4 is in theaters right now. But she's seen, the first Toy Story. My 7-year-old. You show them the movies that, are great for kids and adults. You cover them all, and that's how they know it, and they love it, right?
Absolutely. And Aladdin, throw that one in there, just about to cost $1 billion worldwide. And, there was a little backlash against Aladdin because of the casting of Will Smith. There's been a little backlash against this movie for, I guess, basically Disney being too successful. I want the same movie. Okay, give me some new talent. New song is fine. But I really want the same story here. Don't change that up. Don't
exactly.
Mess with perfection.
And I thought Aladdin was great, by the way. And I was a skeptic going in. I thought it was terrific. And The Lion King, some of the nonsense, well, it shows that the strong are oppressing the weak. I'm like, really? That's what you're going with The Lion King? I mean, if that's your problem, then don't go see the movie. I'll take your seat. That's cool.
That is cool. They are the king of the jungle, after all. And
exactly.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on here, a lot to like. Probably going to end up in the $200 million opening weekend range for the domestic box office. It's got the IMAX version, both 2D and 3D, the D-Box seats that move, all of that format stuff. Of course, it's PG. There are some sequences of violence and peril. You know what? I'm just so excited tonight to see that first show, 6 o'clock on the IMAX.
Scenes of violence and peril. All right. I do see that there's one or two other movies on your list here. I mean, if somebody doesn't want to see The Lion King, well, I don't know what's wrong with them. But if they don't, what else?
How about a dark comedy called The Art of Self-Defense? Jesse Eisenberg playing sort of this vanilla accountant-type guy who gets beat up one night and decides to change his life, takes a you know, karate class so he can defend himself. And then it sort of veers off into sort of a Fight Club kind of movie, I'm told. And anyway, it's funny. The trailer's hilarious. If you could check it out on YouTube, 85% certified fresh from the Rotten Tomatoes score. And, Steve, I'm on vacation next week, so I got to mention Once Upon a Time in Hollywood opens next week Thursday night with from Quentin Tarantino with Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, a cast of thousands. That's getting great reviews as well.
Al Pacino's in that movie.
Right, Kurt Russell, Luke Perry's last performance, Bruce Dern. Be really an interesting going back to the 60s in Hollywood, the golden age here where anything goes. I'm a big fan of Tarantino movies, so I can't wait for this one.
All right, let's just leave it there. You got to get the app from Celebration. You get there early, get your tickets. It's all great. Got to go, Ron. We're out of time. Love you, Ron Van Timmeren. There he goes. Where will we find you?
See you at the movies.
There you go. He's out the door, and he's on vacation again. How is that guy on vacation again? He takes more vacations than I do, and, well, that's saying something. All right. It's the Steve Dubber Show, 25 after. We'll be right back.